From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica Radio stations and affiliates nationwide. A week after more than 700 Palestinians were shot, at least 22 of them fatally, by Israeli soldiers at a border protest in Gaza, there was a second wave of Israeli violence. Palestinians gathered last Friday near the same fence that has penned in Gaza residents. This time, at least 9 Palestinians were killed, including 2 teenagers and 1 journalist named Yasser Murtaja. Hundreds were wounded. The Israeli government has defended its soldiers' actions, claiming that the Palestinian protests at the Gaza border were violent. But videos show unarmed Palestinians being shot in the back while they ran and while they prayed. Now a new video has emerged, taken by an Israeli soldier at that same border some months ago, showing IDF forces rejoicing as they shoot unarmed Palestinians from afar. Another video has also emerged of an interrogation of the prominent 17-year-old Palestinian activist Ahed Tamimi, who has been in Israeli custody for months after she was arrested for slapping an Israeli soldier who shot her cousin. In the video, soldiers are seen yelling at Tamimi while she remains stoically silent. My guest is Huwaida Araf, Palestinian-American human rights activist, lawyer, and co-founder of the International Solidarity Movement, former chair of the Free Gaza Movement. She's currently the Palestine and Refugees Correspondent for this program. Welcome back to the show, Huwaida.
Thank you for having me, Sonali, and for continuing to do the great work of providing coverage that no one else seems to be providing.
Well, we had covered last week what had happened near the end of March on the massive Friday protest that drew 30,000 Palestinians. Then it seems like a week later, more Palestinians came back to the border and were once more shot by Israeli soldiers. Can you give us a sense of that space where this Israeli violence is taking place? I understand that there's not one, but sort of 2 fortifications, and Israeli soldiers from very far off are able to pick off Palestinians with these rifles.
Exactly. I mean, first of all, Gaza, we're talking a very small strip of land. It's 140 square miles. It's less than a third of the size of the city of Los Angeles. And Palestinians have been trapped in here for over a decade, not able to move in and out without Israeli permission. So it's really a huge just open air prison, and then Israel is surrounding it on all sides, controlling by air, sea, and land. And you know, we're talking about the eastern part of Gaza, which Israel has taken a huge swath of land there and declared it a quote no-go zone, even though we're talking land that is within Gaza's within Gaza's own borders. So even when there aren't these demonstrations, Palestinians that are in this area, and one third of Gaza's agricultural land falls in this area here. And so because Israel has so devastated Gaza's economy and destroyed its infrastructure and businesses and factories, Palestinians turn to their farmland to feed their families. And farmers that have to risk their lives to go into this area to harvest their parsley and other crops, but they need to feed their families. And so shooting at Palestinians in this area is very common. And when we were able to have International Solidarity Movement volunteers on the ground, what they would frequently do is wear these bright vests and carry megaphones and yell at the soldiers not to shoot people that are harvesting their crops. So this is a regular occurrence. And when larger Palestinians demonstrating came to this area, it wasn't really anything different than regular Israeli policy to open fire on them.
Right. So the video that emerged at the same time as these shootings have drawn attention was actually from some months ago. We're going to play this video. Our TV audience can see it, and you can actually hear soldiers rejoicing. This was from some months ago at that same border where Israeli soldiers are videotaping themselves. They shoot, and this is disturbing footage, they shoot at a Palestinian from very far off. He just seems to be standing there doing absolutely nothing.
וואי, זה סרטון! יש!
בן של זונה.
Israeli soldiers are videotaping themselves from some months ago at the same border where they have been shooting at Palestinians on subsequent Fridays. This particular video surfaced on social media, And although it was taken a few months ago, is indicative of the attitude of Israeli soldiers. Huwaida, what does this video show to you? Clearly, the violence is one-sided and ongoing.
Exactly, and it's a result of consistent efforts to dehumanize the Palestinian people. It's led by the Israeli government and Israeli politicians, and it's supported by the Israeli media that never refer to Palestinians as anything but terrorists, don't communicate the reality of what Palestinians are living through under Israel's brutal colonial apartheid regime. And therefore, any kind of resistance by Palestinians is immediately, you know, termed as a terrorist resistance. You know, Palestinians, if they're going to resist violently, they're killed. Now we see them resisting in mass nonviolently and they're killed. And the soldiers have no qualms opening fire because they don't see Palestinians as people. If you can, you know, sit on a hilltop and open fire on civilians that pose no threat to you at all, you have to have dehumanized them, plain and simple as that. And sadly, it's not only amongst active soldiers, but it's widespread feeling within Israeli society. That's not to say that all Israelis, but certainly a large number support the actions of their military.
A Palestinian journalist clearly wearing a marked vest saying press was fatally shot as well this past Friday's name we learned was Yasser Murtaja. And actually the Norwegian Refugee Council has been publicizing his name. This organization had just hired him to film for them. And he was a photojournalist that worked with Ai Weiwei, the Chinese dissident artist who put together the powerful documentary Human Flow about refugees. Journalists have been targeted as well, right, Huwaida? What does this mean? I mean, this should be fitting within the definition of international war crimes.
Exactly. It is a war crime to target civilians and non-combatants. And Israel has been doing that. And we see video surfacing that, you know, that is going to help prove that. Actually, a few days ago, the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court put out a statement saying that what is happening right now can come under the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court, which is investigating other situations in Palestine, which Palestinians have submitted to the ICC, and things that are happening now, the ICC can also look into, and it should look into. As far as evidence of targeting journalists and other civilians, again, Yasser Murtaja wearing a clearly marked press vest, and it's not the first time. You know, when Rachel Corrie was run over by a bulldozer, one of our volunteers in 2003, wearing a bright fluorescent vest. A few weeks later, another ISM volunteer, a British cameraman or photography student, Tom Herndahl, was wearing a bright fluorescent vest also and had a camera around his neck when he was sniped in the back of the head. Another journalist, also BBC, wearing a press, a flak jacket like that, shot and killed in Gaza. It's not a mistake. You know, not only have we seen Israel as dehumanized Palestinians, but those that come to stand with Palestinians or that document or comment or put information out are also dubbed terrorist supporters. And one thing that Israel definitely doesn't want to get out is, you know, the situation, what Palestinians are actually going through. Yasser Murtaja was a budding young journalist. It also has come out that the organization that he founded, a media organization, was a recipient of a USAID grant. Israel now is facing flak for having killed this journalist and is trying now. Just yesterday it has come out, they're trying to say that he is a senior Hamas official, in a sense, to try to justify his death. And even if he was, which there's absolutely no evidence and no evidence has been provided, but even if he was, he was a civilian, he was a non-combatant, he is not a target. He is not a legitimate target of any kind of military force, and certainly not lethal force if he is a non-combatant at the time.
I'm glad you brought up the issue of the ICC, the International Criminal Court, because certainly other governments don't seem to want to be able to hold Israel accountable. And any motion at the United Nations, of course, is faced by American vetoes, U.S. vetoes. And so the ICC at this point might be the only place where there can be any kind of international accountability. There's also culture war going on, of course. The boycott, divestment, sanctions movement has been attempting to hold Israel accountable. And I'm wondering if you are seeing any change, Hueda, in U.S. mainstream media coverage of what's been happening at the Gaza border. We noticed a little uptick in slightly more fair coverage towards Palestinians during our research for this story than we've done so in the past, perhaps because there's so much evidence, so many videos surfacing.
You're right, there is a slight change, but it's still not sufficient. It's still not really accurate truth-telling. I mean, if it was anywhere else besides Palestine, a situation where a state imprisons 2 million people and makes it completely impossible for them to move in and out, controls what comes in and out, controls the electricity flow, makes it so that their hospitals are shutting down because they don't have electricity to run on, siphons off their water. At least, you know, there's a situation in Gaza right now where 97% of the water is contaminated with feces and salt. And so Gaza is unlivable, and Gaza and Israel has trapped 2 million people in here. And when they protest that they want to go home unarmed, it positions its snipers to open fire on these people. Over 2 weeks, an estimated 1,300 protesters, unarmed protesters, have been shot with bullets, and roughly 30 have been killed. If it was anywhere else, this would be decried by any entity with a decent moral compass. But in terms of when it comes to Palestine and Israel and the U.S. policy of just uncritically supporting Israel, we see this skewed coverage. Some things you just can't hide, like the video you just showed, the New York Times wrote about it, not without devoting most of the article to Israel's excuses for it, but still you can't hide it. And that is what's important, because then the mainstream media can't be credible if they're not reporting on something that's massively out there. And there comes the role of international civil society, right, of social media, putting this stuff out there so that the mainstream media can, especially the U.S. mainstream media, can't ignore it.
Right. The initial reports from the killings of Palestinians that took place at the border a week and a half ago were described by many in the mainstream media as clashes lead to deaths. A clash is only possible when both sides are actually armed. It wasn't made clear in the headlines that it was Israeli soldiers doing the killing with snipers from afar through a fence at unarmed Palestinians. Let's talk about the other video that has emerged. We've been watching, seeing these videos kind of give lie to the standard narrative of Israel as this democracy that's simply trying to protect itself from terrorist Palestinians. We've seen a video of Ahed Tamimi, the 16-year-old, initially now 17-year-old activist who is famous for standing up to Israeli soldiers. She's been in custody for months for slapping an Israeli soldier. And a video of her interrogation has emerged. We want to play a short clip of that interrogation where the Israeli soldiers, or the Israeli authorities rather, who are interrogating her, are showing her a video taken of her herself. In the interrogation, she remains perfectly silent. We're watching the video of two adult Israeli men and a silent, stoic Ahed Tamimi, her hair tied up in a bun, being made to watch a video of herself confronting an Israeli soldier. She doesn't say a word. The men interrogating her are yelling and screaming at her, and she remains silent. Elsewhere in the video, she apparently simply says that she has the right to remain silent. However, watching this video really gave me the chills. She's a child, and she is also incredibly brave. It's a very symbolic video for me about the resistance of young Palestinians to the Israeli state.
Yes, while, you know, watching it, we can feel admiration for Ahed for being so brave in the situation that she's put in. I mean, these are professional interrogators that are known to abuse, that are known to torture. They're sitting and yelling at her. I don't know if you were able to show the part with translation where they are talking about her looks, about the fact that she's so white, and all of these other just inappropriate things about how they are going to arrest her family members and what they're going to put them through if she doesn't talk. And she remains perfectly silent. So it is admirable, but at the same time, it's so very sad that this is the reality of life for Palestinian children, and that they, you know, they become accustomed to this kind of abuse. Ahed has seen her village raided weekly, her home regularly, her mother taken away and shot, her father imprisoned, her brother imprisoned, her loved ones killed in front of her very eyes. And so she knows what the Israeli interrogators, the Israeli military court system is capable of doing. And she has learned her lesson well. She has a cousin that claims and says proudly that she's the youngest journalist in the world. She started reporting at the age of 7, and that is really great, admirable, but that this young child believes that it is her responsibility to report to the world what's happening. No, as a child, you should be playing, you should be thinking about other things, not about your responsibility to your people and to freeing your homeland. But that, again, the Palestinians know nothing else, having been deprived of freedom their whole lives.
Well, Hueda, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your perspective on these issues. We'll continue to cover this story and follow, you know, whether Israel is held accountable for what's happened in the last 2 weeks alone. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sonali.
Hueda Araf is a Palestinian-American human rights activist, lawyer, co-founder of the International Solidarity Movement, former chair of the Free Gaza Movement. She's currently our Palestine and Refugees correspondent. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.